Yeah, Jim here. This morning I looked at Just For Today, as I do every day, and I just thought it'd be quite poignant to have a little video about that. So 21st of January 2021, unity and uniformity. Unity is a must in Narcotics Anonymous. Unity is not uniformity. Unity springs from the fact that we have unity of purpose to recover and to help others stay clean. Even so, we often find that while we strive to fulfil the same purpose, our means and methods may be radically different. We can't impose our ideas of unity on others or confuse unity with uniformity. In fact, a big attraction of the NA programme is the absence of uniformity. Unity springs from our common purpose, not from standards imposed on the group by a few well-meaning members. A group that has the unity which springs from the loving hearts of its members allows each addict to carry the message in his or her own unique way. In our dealings with each other in NA, we sometimes disagree rather vocally. We must remember that the details of how we get things done isn't always important, so long as we keep our focus on the group's primary purpose. We can watch members who vehemently disagree over trivial things pull together when a newcomer reaches out for help. Someone was there for us when we got to the rooms of NA. Now it is our turn to be there for others. We need unity to help show the newcomer that this way of life works. Just for today, I will strive to be a part of unity. I know that unity does not equal uniformity. So, what does that mean? I mean, for me, the unity of NA and any of the groups, you know, AA, CA, even my smart groups that I go to is, you know, it's definitely a must for me. You know, I suppose I've always been quite a social person, although my drinking latterly was just really kind of, solo. You know, I did it on my own. I hid it from everyone just because that was the easiest way to kind of get on and do it. Now that I'm in the groups, now that I go to the rooms, you know, that, and this might not be for everyone, but for me, the little group that has grown from a small few, I think I've said, there was like four or five of us, including me when I started at this more recent group that I've gone to, that I feel, you know, part of that tribe, as we call it. You know, that's grown to like about 15 people, and the things that we do, we go hiking together, you know, we got each other's back. One of the new guys arrived, well, it was about 2 months ago now, and he came out on a hike with us before. He knew a few of the guys from previous. You know, he'd been in sobriety before, clean time, but he slipped, and when he came back to the island, he came back to the groups, and so we knew a few of them, but he came out on the hike and he just, you know, we all made him feel welcome. He fitted in just straight away. Now that, you know, if he'd been just relapsing or trying to get himself clean and sober on his own, he would have struggled. I'm not saying he couldn't do it, but he really would have struggled. Now his methods may be different from, you know, someone else in the group, or different from mine, but the sense of us all trying together is the unity and the non-uniformity. You know, it's we're not all exactly the same, but we've got each other's backs. We look out for each other. You know, unfortunately, we've got one of our group. We've not heard from him in a while. This is just after Christmas, New Year. You know, I'm sure he probably is relapsing. I'm sure he's okay, but, and he will come back to the groups, but we've all reached out to him, and it's entirely his choice, you know, whether he gets back to us and makes that choice to come back into the rooms. But he knows that we're all there for him, and that he'll be welcome whenever he comes back. And that for me is the kind of the unity that really, really does work in this. Now, I'll go back to when I was, before I even went to rehab, I went to the doctors. The doctors really, they tried to prescribe me, well, they did prescribe me some antidepressants, you know, even though I was telling them that I was pretty sure I had a drinking problem. They tried to put me in touch with some counsellors and things, and I didn't really I think I went and saw a few of them. I wasn't really interested because they, I'm sure they're probably really educated people, but as I said before, unless you're actually in it and you've got an addiction to anything, you know, whether it be gambling, you know, overeating, you don't get it. People don't get it. So I get there's a lot of qualified people out there, but for the first point of call to people like us, we don't really want to listen to them and speak to them. So that's why for me, reaching out to people that actually have the same affliction, disease, however you want to call it in their life, is first and foremost for me in my recovery. That's what's helped me the most is listening to people that have, you know, more clean and sober time in recovery than me. You know, that for me is the main thing. So if you are going to counselors and things like that, it's working for you, keep at it. But if you're sitting there at the moment and you're thinking, where do I go? Where do I start to get myself sober and clean? Get into a room, whether it be SMART, CA, AA, NA, any of these. You know, there's so many groups out there, and as soon as you start listening to people that have your back, they've got the same issues as you. You know, my sponsor talks about when he went into the rooms first, and he was going, he thought his partner had phoned them ahead and told them all his stories, because he couldn't get over how, when he was in the rooms, that these people were saying his stories. You know, all the things that he'd done and happened to him. He was like, what's going on here? He was freaking out. But it was because we've all been through the same kind of shit, more so than not. You know, we go into the meetings every day or whatever, and we just listen to the stories and we think, God, that was me. You know, I was doing exactly the same thing, but we've all got out of it. We've all moved on. We're all healing, and to me, that is down to the unity of, for me in particular, NA. You know, that is my kind of tribe. And alcohol was my main thing. You know, drugs, yeah, I've taken them, but they were never really a massive problem. I mean, I'm sure if I spoke to a doctor or whatever, they would say, yeah, they were a problem. But for me, it was alcohol. But alcohol is a drug, probably one of the worst ones out there. So NA just welcomes everyone that's got an addiction to a drug, and I do, so I'm welcome there. And it works for me, it really does, this group in particular. But I've been on so many now around the world, and it's fantastic. You know, they've all got the same message, they're all in the same tribe, and they welcome you again. So that is the unity to me, the massive community support network that we've got going on. You know, whether it be Instagram, you know, I'm only just tapping into Twitter now, and I'm seeing that it's the same over there. You know, I've just been sent an invitation to a blog on Facebook. So there's all of these mediums out there that you can get into and find your tribe, find the people that you belong to, and it'll work. You'll start to see a difference straight away. You really will. So, you know, don't give up. Don't give up. You know, yeah, we're quitting. We're quitting the booze, we're quitting the drugs, but don't give up quitting, because your life is about to get amazing. It's going to get so much better. You know, I think of myself now as being, you know, someone with a bit hippie kind of sentiments and ideals in my life, but you know, I'm not embarrassed to say that. If it's a hippie spiritual way of life that I'm leading at the moment, then by all means, so be it. I love it, and it's helping me, and it's making me a good, happy, fulfilled person, I guess. But you know, I'm scratching the surface. I'm only just starting, so I can't wait for it to get even more so and better and better and better. So, yeah, I think that's all for me today. So subscribe, share, like, even, yeah. Look after each other. Stay safe, stay strong, stay supportive. Thanks. Peace.